Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and something new for all of you on the website, little sound bits. So we got Captain Kale with me today, and Kale's just spent the day on the water. What's been up up there, Captain?
Oh, the wind's been up for starters. Whole lot of wind out there, but that's normal this time of year. The good news is the fish are biting. The red tides come in a little bit. We are starting to see some dead fish out there. But
now, did you see any big dead fish or mostly small fish?
Today it was mostly small fish. 2 days ago it was a lot of big fish. Saw a lot of bottom fish, catfish, mullet, flounder out there.
Okay, now one thing about red tide, and it's kind of crazy, but my opinion is mullet and catfish seem to die from the red tide because while mullet will eat fish or shrimp or anything, they love eating algae. I think they go in and eat it.
The one thing that I saw, and I know I'm going to catch a shitload of flack for this, but most of the dead mullet we saw were inside Ponce Canal.
Okay, now, so that means
hard,
commercial fishermen.
It's hard to just blame it on red tide when you've got 17 mullet boats staged up and taking care of their catch and culling the males out in front of ponds.
Right, so that's just commercial fishing. But
right.
The catfish, now, mullet and catfish, both of them I see dead a lot when it's red tide, and I think catfish are so stupid and so intense, and they have this great sense of smell. They smell those fish dying in the red tide, can't resist, just run in there like the super pigs they are, and just try to eat everything before they die and don't make it out.
Probably not a bad assessment. The flounder, I kind of expect to see the flounder dead. They lay on the bottom. They don't go anywhere. They don't do a whole lot of moving. Before they know it, it's on top of them. They don't have time to get out of it.
So with a normal fish, they kind of get hard to breathe, and they'll meander around a little bit, try and get in or out of it, unless it really hits them. But everything I saw in the reports was low to moderate settings for red tide, so it really wouldn't kill a full-size snook or redfish. Make it hard for them to breathe, but if they lay up for a day and relax, I think they'll be good.
Well, there was a definite change in the bite from 2 days ago to today. Ponce Canal's full of snook, full of redfish, full of sheephead. They just weren't eating, and it was pretty much across the board. Nothing 2 days ago was eating.
Well, that stands
today,
right in with what we were just saying.
Yeah.
When you can't breathe, I don't know. If I can't breathe, I'm not really interested in a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. But today, different story. A lot of redfish upriver. A lot of redfish on the east side. We did real good on trout out on the flats. Got into some really nice big ladyfish.
What were you catching
front.
The trout on?
Trout we caught both on shrimp and artificials.
You're back to your mirror lure MR-17?
Back to my MR-17.
Okay.
I love that lure. I made a comment to the guy I had on the boat today that the only two artificial lures that I usually take out with me are the Bone SL Zaraspook and that 17 MR.
Yeah.
And the 17 MR that I had in my box didn't have a hook on it. And I took a hook off the Zaraspook to put on the 17 MR. And I said, you know, when you take a lure off your, or take a hook off your favorite lure to put it on your second favorite lure, it's no longer your second favorite lure.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we got trout on the flats, the red tide messing with us a little bit, but nothing too bad. And this is Fish and Frank and Captain Kale, and we hope you enjoyed our segment of Fish Bites. And we will talk to you, or fish bitten. I don't know. We got to figure out a name for this thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so by the next time, we'll have a name for it. Thank you guys for listening.